So 46 days ago, Father Mark, instead of collecting money at the offering, distributed purple envelopes containing cold, hard American cash. There were no receipts. He just took it. I got $100. Jack got $10. Jennifer was out of town that day. We were asked, as in a famous biblical parable, to invest our talent and bring back more. This was Father Mark's plan, or perhaps fantasy would be a better word, to take our parish down the road of raising $65,000 to build an orphanage in Kenya. Father Mark and the parish's authorities tested Kouzis and Posner's famous dictum that, and I'm quoting here, "Credible leaders believe and act on the paradox of power. We become most powerful when we give our power away." St. Augustine's Parish in Oakland is a humble place, mostly working class and overwhelmingly young families and seniors share an insanely high cost of living. Yesterday was collection day, and last night was a potluck, the raffle of an iPod and iPad, an open mic to reflect on what had happened. Then Father Mark would announce how far we'd gotten. The stories were too numerous for a Tuesday morning of a short week, but here's a few quick nuggets. Number one, a geek in the parish from an IT startup bought loads of candy at Costco, sent an email around to his 120 coworkers with pictures of the Kenyan kids, set up a competition, engineers are really competitive, he explained to us, and quickly sold out the candy. He added a barbecue and hauled in $1,400. Number two, somebody got a friend to allow an open mic night at her cafe. People read poetry, sang, told jokes, and got their friends to come and pay the cover. They raised $500. The owner turned around and matched it. Best story yet, an unemployed woman thought she'd do cookies, but cookies have sugar and some people can't have sugar, she told us. She considered making candles, but was concerned about possibly toxic fumes. In an aha moment, she realized that everyone needs soap. She began her first experiment with soap making and went to her old elementary school where the principal agreed to let her sell her soaps to the teachers. One thing led to another, and 800 bars of soap and $800 later, she was washed over by a tsunami of appreciation in the church school's little gym last night. Finally, one seven-year-old boy, sitting astride his dad's shoulders, as comfortable with the microphone as with a popsicle, told a $260 cupcake sale story. Father Mark's message that day was better than mine, as he said, no one was too old, had no talent, or had no time. What was astounding was how much energy was released when Father Mark gave the work back to the parish. It yielded results, and one of the biggest results was the process of working toward a shared goal where everyone's contribution mattered, brought people together in an uncommon way. It was our relative poverty and not our wealth that created richness in the parish. A big donor or major philanthropist decidedly would not have saved, but would have ruined the day. There are still a few more activities on the calendar, but we've already raised $73,495. Provide a vision and give away the power today to lead with your best self.